Welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast, a place for women just like you who are in the process of claiming their callings, rising into priestesshood, and building a legacy. This is where values-driven women come to learn how to unleash their gifts and share them unapologetically with the world to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an author, yoga teacher, activist, and business mentor. I bridge together feminine-inspired leadership and divine masculine action that quantum leaps you into an expansive experience of life and business. I believe that business is a vehicle for not only living a more purposeful and free life, but for also contributing to social and ecological healing. I live in a coastal town in Portugal and have been channeling my inner priestesshood into various heart-centered businesses since 2016. Back then, I left my life as an archaeologist to play my part in the reawakening of the feminine. Although I now run a successful mission-driven business, it's been quite the journey. I've had to move past imposter syndrome, own my gifts, make friends with money, step into feminine leadership, dismantle toxic conditioning, and learn ethical marketing practices. I'm here to help you on your journey to living life and doing business on your terms. From guest interviews to solo heart riffs to laser coaching sessions, this podcast is here to inspire you to reclaim the feminine, live your Dharma, and get paid for being you. So sit back, take a deep breath, sister, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my loves. Welcome. This episode is a little bit different. This episode is about prosperity. My take on prosperity, not this kind of capitalist, materialist prosperity stuff that you kind of see in the online space or in the New Age space. No. We are not magnifying the tropes of capitalism here. But what I'm going to be sharing with you in this episode is rather than me spoon feeding you information that doesn't, it just kind of goes into your head, but doesn't really make much difference. It's like, oh yeah, that's nice. Instead, I'm going to give you a few contemplative prompts that I want you to write down and then go away and journal on and contemplate and really sit with. So the art of contemplation is when we bring the energies of our hearts and our heads and we really just kind of marinate with the concept and we look for ways that it's true. We look for reasons that it's there's evidence for it. And this will really radically shift things for you. Okay. So this is, yeah, like I said, this is a bit of a different episode. It's short, it's potent, but it's designed to really, really shift things for you and begin the work of opening yourself up to prosperity. Now, of course, if you want to continue the work of opening yourself up to true prosperity, I actually have an amazing activating program called Prosperous AF. I know that some of you have already been through it. It's an amazing program that will help you to decode scarcity, embody deep worthiness, activate more ease, and increase your capacity to receive without falling prey to the pitfalls of toxic capitalism. And if you want to get in on the wait list, so you'll be the first to know when the doors are open, and for those of you on the waitlist, you will be able to access 70% off. You can get your name on the waitlist at www.drsarahcoxon.com/prosper. So let's get back to these prompts, and remember that this is you starting this process. Okay, this is starting your prosperity journey now with these contemplations, and after you can continue with me. So the first prompt contemplation I invite you to really sit with and feel into is scarcity doesn't exist in nature. It's a human-made concept and experience. Scarcity doesn't exist in nature. It's a human-made concept and experience. Second one is prosperity is a way of being. Prosperity is a way of being. The third is that there are infinite currencies of prosperity. There are infinite currencies of prosperity. The fourth is that money is a tool for directing resources and intention. Money is a tool for directing resources and intention. The fifth contemplation is shifting our relationship to money opens us up to life. Shifting our relationship to money opens us up to life. The sixth one, our ability to receive is determined by our sense of worth. Our ability to receive is determined by our sense of worth. And the last one, prosperity is a consistent practice. Prosperity is a consistent practice. So you want to go and you want to go and sit and really contemplate, journal on these prompts. Look for reasons why they're true. Expand your energy. Expand your mind. Expand your ability to see this as truth. This is your initiation into prosperity, non-capitalist style. And if you wish to, you can go really, really deep into this work so you really embody the energy of prosperity consciousness by joining us in Prosperous AF. So very, very soon, we will be opening the doors. There will be a small window of opportunity for you to come in to the program at 70% off. And all you have to do, if you think, oh my God, this is the work that I need, is to pop yourself on the wait list by clicking the link in the show notes, or you can go to drsarahcoxon.com/prosper. You will then be sent an email to let you know that the doors have opened. Now, here's one thing I want to say about this particular prosperity program is that it is a prosperity program that does not perpetuate toxic capitalism. You will not be told to just work on your money mindset. Instead, you'll be given tools and reframes and activations that will help you to really start to embody true prosperity, because true prosperity is about freedom beyond money. It's incredible. It's also not a super, super expensive program as well. I know that there are lots of entrepreneurs out there that have an expensive money mindset course, and then they do an amazing launch with it, and then they use like, oh, I made 100K in 3 days to then sell the course again. And there's so many things about that that are fucked up and wrong. I'm not one of those entrepreneurs. And if you are one of them, then if you are triggered, just sit with why. And it's not your fault. It's just things that we've picked up. But instead, this, you know, I'm making this course very accessible. And it's the future, Aquarian style. Like this, you know, we are ushering in the new paradigm of prosperity. And it has nothing to do with private jets and, you know, accumulating things and status, things that we don't need. It's about real liberation. It's about real freedom. And for that, we need tools, we need guidance, we need accountability. Yes, we need to invest a little bit of money to hold ourselves accountable to this. So pop yourself on the wait list. And as soon as you receive that email, take that action, priestess. If it feels aligned, if it feels a hell yes, and you know you can afford it, and even if it feels like a little bit of a stretch, take the action and join us. It's going to be incredible. Speak to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into the Rise Priestess podcast. If this episode spoke to you, you can contribute greatly by sharing it to your Instagram stories. Make sure that you also tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon so that I can personally reach out and thank you. And if you're not already a member of my Instagram community, you can pop over there now and join us. I keep it very real over there, sharing behind the scenes of my life and business to inspire you to live life and do business your own way. You can also apply to be a guest on the show by emailing Sarah at Dr. Sarah Coxon with the subject podcast guest. You can also head over to my website, the link is in the show notes, to find out more about how I can help you step into your unique priestesshood to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. See you next time.